So now, Amar Rav Nachman, on the bottom of the page, Amar Lo Hiskachli B'mono. Person tells a woman, "Be mekudeshes to me," and he specifies a mono, a specific amount of money. But he doesn't give her the mana. Instead, what does he give her? He gives her a mashkam. Gives her collateral. So the Gemara says, Einam Kudeshes. The Kedusha is not chal. Why? Maybe the most famous line, not just in this sugya, but probably in the whole Masechta. Mana in kan, mashkam in kan. And Rashi explains, top line of Daf Chesem Beis, Mana in kan, hilkach, Mashkon ain't no shabbe klum. So even though it's true, there's no mana, because you didn't give her a mana. However, Rashi says, neither is there a mashkon. And the mashkon has no value. She'ain a mashkon matana. You're not giving her the mashkon as a matana. You're giving her the mashkon as a collateral for the mana that you promised her. And there is no mana. And therefore, Rashi says, there is no Mashka. So the line that is very famous in the Olam HaYeshivas, I heard it from my Rebbe Yerav Soloveitchik Zatzal a number of times, even though I didn't learn Kedusha with him. He said, "In der Mashkon liegt der Mana." Translated, "In the Mashkon lies the Mana." Means, where is the Mana? So the answer is, Mitzad Mekadesh, the Mana is in the Mashkon. And the answer is no. Mana ain't kan, mashkon ain't kan. Nishtokin mana, un nishtokin mashkon. Even though there is a mashkon, it's right in front of us. It's what he gave her. But he didn't give it to her, Rashi says, as a matana. Nor did he give it to her as the Kesef Kedusha. The Kesef Kedusha is the mana. And therefore, the Rashi is very striking. I'll get back to it in a few moments. So Rashi says here, mashkon eino shove. Has no value. Sheina mashkon matana.
It's a unique kind of mashkon.
It is a unique kind of mashkon.
There is a loan. There's a transfer of money, and then the loan gives the mashkon. Here, there's no transfer of money.
Not. Correct. Nothing was transferred. Nothing was given, whatsoever. So even though the mashkon was given, but the mashkon itself is not kesek kedushin, and the mashkon is only given as a kind of collateral, as a kind of surety for the mana that he planned on giving her. At a certain point in time. So the Gemara now asks a stira. We'll just read a few lines of the Gemara also. Very famous Gemara, because it appears any number of times in Shas. So the Gemara says here, Esvei. Esvei Rabbi Rav Nachman. So now he asks the following kasha. Kidsha v'mashka mekudeshes. You have a brisa that's very clear. You can't be mekadesh a woman with a mashka. Which of course is a stira to what we just said now. Mana in kan, mashkon in kan. So the Gemara answers, no. That specifically is talking about a very particular circumstance. Namely, hasa b'mashkon da'achirin.
That's how it works.
Correct. And the Rashi explains, mashkon da'achirin shahaya b'yado. I'm holding on to a mashkon. I am holding on to a mashkon. V'kitsha b'cho she'esh to'olav. This mashkon obviously represents a chov that someone else has, a third party.
She will get something.
Correct. Therefore, since I'm holding on to the mashkon of a third party halva, so I'm not being mekadesh with the mashkon, but rather, as she says, v'kitsha b'chov. You're being mekadesha with the chov she'esh to'olav. So basically, it was a mashkon b'shas halva, and therefore, the halacha is that here you can't be mekadesh a woman with, says Rashi, hilkach mekudeshe shamashkon atzma konu lo. Because in effect, you are being kone her with the mashkon. But only works the mashkon da acherim, of a third party, not a mashkon that I give her as in lieu of the mana, as collateral, that would not work. The mashkon da acherim, we're going to discuss this also, that does work. And here Rashi said, because the Kedushin is taking place with the Chov. Sheyesh to Olav. Means I'm not being a Kaddisha with the Mashkon. In the other case, I say to her that I'm being a Kaddisha with the Mana. And instead of giving her the mana, give her a mashkon. So the mashkon is lo malu lo morid. As Rashi says, eno shove. Mashenkin over here, b'mashkon da'acherim, that I have a kinyan on. So here you have b'mikadosh with the chov, which is represented by this mashkon. That's what I said a moment ago, the most famous line, in der mashkon liktem chov. Kach shamati. This is the lashon that's used by Elam HaYeshivas for the last... heard it for the last 55 years of my life. So the Gemara said that works. Dom Rabbi Yitzchok.
The chov is in the mashkon.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the money.
That's right. The chov, that's what I said. In them mashkon lik them chov. You, Rabbi, ask a shlita to understand Yiddish. So it's not a problem. What?
Abyssal.
Okay, anyway, so the Gemara says, look at Rabbi Yitzchok. Dom Rabbi Yitzchok. Minayin the bal chov shikon the mashkon. Often this is the case where a person lends money to a love, so the malve, for whatever reasons, whether it's a lack of trust or any other kind of reason as well, which is often relevant, so he wants to make sure that the loan will be paid back. So he takes a mashkon. And there's two types of mashkon, kayadu alachem. One is a mashkon that's taken b'shas halvo, the moment the loan takes place, the other mashkin is taken later on, Shabbos Shas Habo. And there's a big machlokes of Rishonim all over Shas. What's the status of the person who's holding on to the mashkin? The Lashon of the Gemara is Mikayin the Baal Chov Shekon the mashkin. Somehow he has kinyonim in the mashkin. Namely, what kind of kinyonim? So Rashi in Babat Siyan Pei Aleph, Rashi says he's considered to be akin to a Shoel. The Gemara says in Baba Kama and elsewhere in Babat Siyah, Shoel HaKlal No Shalom, because the Shoel has absolute access to use the item that he borrowed. Therefore, he has the highest level of Chiyav Achrayis, namely Zchai Be'onsin. That's the Pasuk Chumash in Mishpatim. Chiyish Alish, Me'im Re'ev, V'nish Barah, Me'iz Bola, Be'im O'Shalim Yishalim. So, he's Zchai Be'onsin. That's Shitas Rashi, that someone who has a mashgom in lieu of a chov that he, the malve, gave to the love, is going to be chai ba'onsin for the mashkon. That's exactly what generally the case is. If you remember, in Magen Avraham brings from the Maril that on Leil HaSeder, somehow they used to bring out all the mashkonos and use them. Under normal circumstances, the answer is no. You would not be able to use them because a mashkon is not your property. However, you do have the highest level of achrayus. That's what Rashi holds in Mabit Siyah. Others say no. Others say that Yonder Chayv like a Shema Sachar. He said you could use the Kalim. That's a question we have to look there to see again what he says. If you want me to look it up now, I could. But
show them off.
They say that you're not supposed to use them in general, but you're allowed to show them off. He's basically using them also in some form of fashion. The fact that you're taking them, putting them on display, and that itself is a kind of usage, the kind of shimush. Okay, we say that. That's not the topic of discussion here. But whatever the case is, you can't use the mashkon film. You have no right to do so. But the question is, what of the vachrayis are you held responsible for? Either, as I said, a shoyel, a shemesachar. This is the machlokes of Rishon. But lashon gemara is mikayin the bachol shikon the mashkon. And then this old Russia would require a separate shiur. Shenema ulchati etzdaka. The pasuk says, Hoshev toshivlo eso avot kivo hashemesh. He's supposed to return the lashon of avot. My father could not get past that lashon because the Torah used the Lashon of Avot a number of times in different contexts. It's found actually in Tanakh. But there in that context it says, Hoshev Toshiv Lo Es Avot Kivo Hashemesh. Why do you use such a Lashon? Ha'aveit ta'avitenu Dei Machsor HaShayech Salo. And so it says here, you have to return, let's say you borrow his, you take a mashkon on his pajamas. So he needs his pajamas at nighttime. What? That's right, that's this expasha, 100%. Hashem Toshivlo es avot kiva Hashemesh v'shocha b'salmoso uvei rachecha. He'll give you a bracha. Because in the Toronto weather, now you need pajamas, you need a few other elements as well to protect you from the -20 degree below zero wind chill. Anyway, so the pajamas will not suffice, but they certainly will be a help, be a kind of a cushion. Okay, so the Gemara says, the malve is not kona the mashkon. Why is the Torah using azad loshen? It's almost impossible to translate the pasuk. My father couldn't get past this pasuk. He couldn't translate the pasuk. We have to ask Rabbi Baum. He knows these things. Ulecha tiyetz daka. What kind of a lashon is that? Ulecha tiyetz daka. What kind of awkward Hebrew? My father was very sensitive to language and any kind of Shinuyan language he was on top of. What's ulecha tiyetz daka? I would have rephrased it in a completely different way. I mean, we know that the Rambam on the Nevuchim has a famous distinction between tzedek and tzedaka in the section on homonyms, Chelek Aleph, Amor Nevuchim. We have many, many prokim where he deals with words that are of a similar nature, but he tries to show nuanced differences between these different terms, between tzedek and tzedaka. I can't discuss that now. That's also another shir, which is not for this occasion. I did say shir Amor Nevuchim many, many years ago. I'm very into that sefer. I hold it's the best Musa sefer around. I don't know if you'll agree with this. Musa sefer Shein Kamo, according to my humble opinion, as good as Chavos Halvavos, Vesilas Hashorim, if not better. Yesh Habei Musa B'mor Nevuchim. That's how I didn't exactly learn it that way. I learned it more from a philosophic standpoint, but I saw in the course of it a lot of Musa. Okay, but what's Ulchot Tzietz Doka? We know that Avraham Avinu was told by Hashem, Ki Yedativ, Leman, Asher Yitzaveh Zbonav Ez Beis Ha'achov, V'shom Adorach Hashem Lasos Tzedaka U'mishpat. What does this mean, L'chot Tiyet Tzedaka? Translate. Harav Yazgar Shlita. Marenu Rabbeinu. Ma Perush HaMeluli Shel HaMilim Ha'elu.
You will be Tzedaka.
Thank you. He has a sense of humor. Ma Zeh Rabbi Bernstein, L'chot Tiyet Tzedaka. My father couldn't get past his pasuk. We used to learn Shnayim Mikra Vechatag with my father at the age of 5 years old. And he used to literally hack on all these things. These are things that bother him. Pshuta Kamashmo. Just the Pshuta Shal Mikra. I remember this pasuk became a source of angst in our house. V'luchot tiyetz doka. Yesh al zeh gam kin malagir avla ashab. V'luchot tiyetz doka. V'enu konetz doka minayim kanam alchov shikonam ashkom. Okay, so here we have, as I said, Machlokes HaRishonim regarding the status of the person who has the mashgam, and there's also another issue which we shall discuss momentarily. But first, let's. There are three sheets in Rishonim. And then the Gemara goes on. B'nei Rav Huna Barab in Zavin Ayyamsa B'priti. So there, the. What do they sell? An Amsa. And Rashi says here they sold her Amanas, the Kaba Pruto Shandachoshes, to get copper coins in return for this sale. Lohavu Ba'adayu. The Gemara says, however, apparently they didn't have access at that point in time. They didn't have access to those coins. So the Gemara says, Usibi Naschale. So what was put down? Rashi says here, "Repeat the Amanasa Kala Pudush on the Choshes." Instead, they put down a Nascha. Nascha is a famous sugi all over Shas. Nascha the Rav Abba, one of the most famous sugis in Shas. Rashi says here, "Chatira Shel Kesef," which is a silver
nugget.
Silver. I don't know if I'd call it a silver bar. I think would be a more correct translation. Mechila. Now, nuggets actually refers to generally something that is rather small in nature. Nuggets of gold. Nuggets of silver. Nugget is a smaller piece. Nascha is already a chaticha. So the, I won't call it a chaticha, we will describe it in your day terms, but it's a chaticha, it's a bar. That's generally how it's translated. Nascha the alaba. What was that? As a?
Ingot.
Wow. Ingot is actually a piece of metal. If I'm not mistaken.
That's a piece of metal.
The ingot itself.
Yeah.
I mean, it underwent smelting.
Beseder.
Underwent smelting. That comes to the word masecha. That's where the term nasla comes from. That's correct. Nasla the Ababa. In chatfi v'didi chatfi. Famous sugya. Anyway, so the instead of the prutash of the choshes, we have the nasla, and the Gemara says the sof aiker amsa. Her value went up. She would have been value. Also, coming to Avam, you have Priti Enkan, Nasra Enkan, just like we said before, Mana Enkan, Mashkan Enkan. Here also, the Gemara uses a parallel ocean Priti Enkan, Nasra Enkan. This says Rashi, Line number four. Priti and Khan, Shehisnu Alea. We made it tonight. The tonight was that it will be, the sale will be conducted with Prutas. Hilkach, Naska Shehu Mashkon, En Khan Lios Bimkom Malignos. Means the Mashkon does not serve in lieu of the Prutos. That was the commitment. Shehimnosu HaPrutos, Hoysukhniolem. Had they carried out their part of the bargain, that's a mishnah later on in kedushin. So they'd done that, everything would have been fine. But that was not the case. Similar, to, they came out exactly parallel the first situation of kedushin. What?
Saddam Saddam goes back to the original order.
Okay, that needs also attention. Exactly what happens. There was a discussion here among the Gdoli and Mefarshim. Okay, so I want to now just begin, and first maybe I'll do with the Rush. Now the Rush you have here in front of you, I Xeroxed it for you. We'll have to go through this slowly, even though really this needs a lot more time than has been allotted. One second, the Rush is found. I'm fairly certain, on page 14. So the Rosh in this sugya says the following. Put brackets around it. Everyone see it? Omar Rabam Radachman Omala his kashi bimana vinyakla mashkan ala inim kudeshes mana in kan mashkan in kan yesh mefarshim dainu dafka bikinyan isha v'abodi. When is this not operative? In the case, two cases that the Gemara cited, one in case of kedushin, one in the case of avodim, ki ayi uvda di amsa de besomach. As the Gemara just cited, that case. The chain b'karka. Karka also has a problem. V'shenikna b'keser. V'ein kan keser shiyu chaliknos. Shein ha-mashkon konu. It's a very important line. It's not the mashkon, which is the item that's being nikne. Because shelo nosnu la schus v'gufo. You don't have a schus in the guf ha-mashkon. That's not what the mashkon is functioning as. However, says the Rosh, I give you a present. And now I give you the matana that I'm giving you, I don't have right now on me. I'm getting it shortly. And instead, what do I give you? I give you a mashkon. If I'm Moshech, that mashkon, in the context of the matana, Rashi himself already noted this, but he calls it in the name of the Yesh Mefarshim. If I'd be Moshech the mashkon, maybe Rabbi Melda, I mean in Perakas Seches Umnim, the Kama Asra, the Gemara there, or Umnim Shechazu Behem, the Dabra Ha'Aved. Sometimes you have Umnim that change their mind, they accept upon themselves to do Malacha B'Alabayis, and now they decided to have a change of heart. But it's a Dabra Ha'Aved, means there's a loss that's going to be sustained over here because you can't find Umnim that are readily available to replace them. And the Balabais happens to have in his hand, he has their kalim, he has their utensils, their working tools, a hammer and pliers and all the other necessary requisite tools that are required in order for the work to be done. So he has them, says the Gemara over there, Socher aleim akadei demeim. The halach is he has them now fire. Hire new umnim, but new umnim will cost much more. They're not so readily available. He can use the kalim, the working tools of the umanim that are in his hands, and use that as a means to hire, even if he has to pay more. So the Gemara, the Rush continues. Alma b'mashichas hamashkom nischayvu apolim kaim diburim. So apparently, when the moment that he is moshech the mashkom, namely the Balabayit, so they have Mishayev, they have to carry out their word. If they don't carry out their word, he can go ahead and use their kalim for his own benefit, namely to hire workers that may cost him more. On this, the Rosh says, Belesa. Dein chiluk b'matan l'kedushin. He doesn't understand what's the distinction between why should a matana somehow work and kedushin not work. So that's not the reason. B'tam acher l'kulam, what's the reason? V'shein ha'mashka m'shuba l'klum. So now he seems to present, before he said, the line was, He didn't have any schus in the guf hamashka. What is he saying now? The rush, ein hamashka meshuba the klum. The mashka does not create any shibud. Mishum dadim yochel the shabim the chaser the davashin is chayiba. Yes, if I want, I can go ahead and mortgage my nechassim. Avu b'davashon is chayiba lo chal shibud on the chaser. Umatana shama liten lo lo nischayiba. I promise to give you a matana, but lo yischayiba lo olam v'shiochel asaba. Lefigol lo nishtaba lo hamashka v'mshichasav. So the mashkam will not serve as a shibud, even for a matana that I promised you. However, hahida polim, what's happened over there? There, it's different. Kevin did davar habihu v'chazubahem chayav l'sham l'hafsed. Since they caused him a loss by simply deciding to have a change of heart and leaving the malacha and abandoning him, hilkol nishtabu l'hamashkam shalem liskar alav akadei dama. So there's a fundamental machlokes here between the Rosh and the Yesh Mefarshim. Very basic machlokes. Number one, the issue is Mashiachas HaMashkon sufficient to be Mechayev in the Mana? And the Yesh Mefarshim say yes. That if the moment that Moshech that Mashkon, automatically there's a Hischaibus on the part of the Poalim, the Kain Dibur. They have no choice. I, the Balabayit, the one who hired them, and Moshech the Mashkon. And as a result, they're committed now to going ahead and carrying out the work. If they don't do so, they change their mind, have a change of heart, then I can go ahead and use the mashkon for my own benefit, namely in order to hire other workers that may cost more, and I can do so. The Rush says it does not help. Why? Because the Rush assumes that somehow, no, there's no distinction between this case and the case of Kedusha. Just like in the case of Kedusha, the mashkon that was given for the purpose of Kedushin that I promised, I didn't give the mana, the mashkin does not work here also. So I obviously, even though I may have made some sort of a commitment by Mashiachas HaMashkon, commitment has no status al pi halacha. It's exactly the same as Kedushin, no distinction. That's one machlokes. The second machlokes is the hischaibus of a mana. Is it considered to be like kesef? Similar to Kedushin, Amekah HaMemkar, the Yesh Mefarshim here hold that the Gemara says, mana ain't kan. That doesn't help. There may be hischaibus, but hischaibus is not considered to be like kesef. Hischaibus doesn't have the status of kesef. The fact that I am committed myself is not considered to be money, the gabi kinyonim, and that's what the Gemara means. Mana ain't kan, there's no mana ben, mashkin ain't kan. Even though there's a hischaibus, it's not going to help in terms of a kinyon. Now, it seems to me that this position that the Rosh is taking over here, namely the question whether his chayvus mana is likened to kesef, similar to kedushin and mekel memker. I just don't understand the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says mashkon in kan. That's the language that the Gemara uses over here. So, in reality, the mashiachas hamashkon automatically creates a shibud of the mana. So, what? That's correct. That's the question. Reality, she's called the mashkon. She's Moshech the mashkon, and that automatically should engender a kind of kinyan. So, what is the lashon of the Gemara? Mashkon in kan. I don't understand how the Rosh fits his position into the language of the Gemara. The Rosh holds that his chayvus b'kinyan works ben b'kedushin ben mekar memkar. So, what does the Gemara, what does the Gemara mean here when it says mana in kan? That somehow, Aidei Mashiachas HaMashkon, lo nischayev b'mana. But even though he's Moshech the Mashkon, somehow that does not engender his chayvus of a mana. And the Mela, gam Mashkon in Kan, means the Mashkon is only on the Chov, she nischayev. And the problem is he didn't give her anything. So how's the Kedusha going to be chal? We have to somehow embed this in the language of the Gemara, Mashkon in Kan. That's the difficulty with the Rosh.
That the Mashkon would go the other way, that she doesn't give him the Mashkon, because she's giving her, she's
Makta giving herself.
Yeah.
And therefore?
It's going the wrong direction.
Okay, but I thought that essentially the machlokes is something else. I'm not happy with this language of the Gemara according to the Rosh Mashkin and Khan, unless you can understand it along the following lines. Namely, the machlokes of Rishonim is there's no question that generally when a person is Moshech a Chepetz, so the Meshicha does the following. The Chepetz, I am Moshech, I am Kona that Chepetz. That's what Mashiach does. It means the lokeach who wants to purchase something, so he does Mashiach on the chayfetz that he wants to purchase, and he's kona that chayfetz. But we never heard that Meshicha on one Chavetz could help me become another Chavetz. Never heard of such a thing. Okay, but that is not the way Kinyanim work. A Kinyan works on the item I'm trying to acquire. Yes, not Chalipin, thank you. A Kinyan works actually not like Chalipin. Chalipin, that's the only exception, that's what we said last week in the Shia. Very good Shia, Shamanu, but you are Pato. I see the Mitzvah, Pato and Amitzvah. Anyway, so the... but because Chalipin, I can go ahead and make a Kinyan with you over here and become the Brooklyn Bridge. Even though we're sitting here in Ramat Beit Shemesh. So that's Chalipin, but no other Kinyan works that way. Every Kinyan has to be adapted to the item of acquisition, to that which I'm acquiring. So I make a Kinyan Meshicha, I make it on this Chepetz that I'm Moshech. I can't use this Meshicha now to become there some other Chepetz. So the Rush holds that there's no way that Ayideh Meshicha Samashkon, the Guf Hamona should be Meshubah. Because there's no Meshicha but Gufo. And therefore, since Gufo on the Chayim, Meshicha Samashkon is not going to help as well. That seems to be the simple pshat in the Rush. What about the Yesh Mefarshim? They say no. They say Yesh L'chalek. Somehow the distinction between the two cases. No, you're right. Normally, a person is Moshech, a Chepetz, so he's only acquiring that Chepetz. He can't use that Meshicha to acquire another Chepetz. But here it's different. Because here we're talking about the same Chov. And whether we're talking about a Shibur Aguf or Shibur Nechasim, it's the same Chov. It's like one Chepetz. Memele, the moment I'm Moshech Nemashkom, that's Mechayev Gufo, Meshicha Samashkom, Ki'ilu Moshech Begufo. That's somehow the assumption of the Yesh Mefarshim. Moshech Begufo, Begufo Shel Adavar. So it's true that even though there's no Metzias here of Meshicha Saguf, but the Mashkom, in effect, helps the Shabbat as Gufo, Gufo Shel HaMekadesh, or Gufo Shel HaNosim Matono, etc. That's Meshabbatim. Now that's the question whether this case is different than classic Mashiach and Kol HaTorah Kula. That seems to be the Machlokes. Now, if you look in Rashi, I can look in... I'm getting to having the time in a little while. But I'm just first discussing this Rashi. You look in Lashon Rashi. Rashi says here that, similar to the Rosh, that Mon Ein Kan, Ein Mashiachas, the Mashiachas HaMashka is not going to help you to be Meshabit as Gufo. Because it should... If that's the case, it should work ben b'kedushin, ben b'mekar ha'memka. Let me show you another Rishon that almost says this explicitly. That's the Rashba. The Rashba is found. Let's see what page it is. It should be on page number 4. If you look at page number 4, this is Rashba, this sugya, mona inkan, mashkan inkan. So you also... This is a sugya that you have to learn Rishonim with a fine-tooth comb. It's one of the most famous sugyas in Kedushin, and the Rishonim, you see the goddess of Rishonim over here, how meduric they were in the Rishonos. So the Rashba says here on page 4, Mona inkan mashkan inkan klomar, mona shu mekat shabo enokan. There's no mona here. U'mashkan shehiniach l'shabed ala mona, this mashkan that is using for the purpose of creating a shibud, Eino Shove Kan Klum. That's more or less the Lashon of Rashi. Correct. But look in the Lashon of the Rashba. Shelo Nasa Na Guvo Shal Mashkon L'Kedushin. Elo L'Shibud Hamona. Uva Metzis Kaddish. I only gave it to you as a Shibud. So, in effect, how is the Kedushin going to be affected? V'afilo Amalo Harini Chayav Loch Mono B'Kinyon. Even if he tells her, I'm now Mishayav to you Amono B'Kinyon B'Hiskachu Libo. It would not work here as well. Shein kan mona ela milve, v'lo ikona. That would be mekadesh milve and a mekudeshes. Bottom line, v'afilu kasul hashtar alav. Even if he writes a star, ain't a mekudeshes. Next page, page number 5. What was that? Yes, yes. V'afilu kasul hashtar alav ain't a mekudeshes star chov. Of course, ukimo shegasati lemala. This is the famous sugya that on the Fehim and Aleph, a big, very shvera Rashi on the spot. Where Rashi, if you remember the Gemara there, the Fehim and Aleph, take a look at that Gemara just for 1 second. But the Gemara there, on Fehim and Aleph, Minayin Shabishtah, the Gemara here was trying to find out what the Makaris of each of the three Kinyana mentioned in the Mishnah are. Cancer star beer. Here the master kasha minayin shapi star. How do we know that star works for the purpose of kedushin? I mean, by the way, there's a kasha they ask over here. The seder, the Gemara looks for mikoros. If you remember, the Gemara does not lechura follow the seder hadvarim. Star is at the end after kesef v'bia. The Mishnah, the seder of the Mishnah is kesef star v'bia. That should have been the seder when the Gemara went searching for mikoros. It should have followed the seder of Mishnah. Okay, Rabbi Yazid is going to tell you it's man yoma ain't seder of the Mishnah. But anyway, putting aside that fellow, there's machlokas, he ain't said of the Mishnah, ain't said of the Mishnah. But the Chumash Lefi HaSeder, the Gemara should have presented Mekoros in order. First, the Makor of Kesef, which the Gemara began with Amud Beis, Amud Aleph, Kicha Kicha Mesei Ephraim, and then the Makor should have been, second, should have been from Shah. The Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara first presents Bia. The Gemara on Daf, Dalam and Beis, Uva Olo. The Gemara has a whole discussion, Melamish and Nigz Bia, and then the Gemara on Daf Amud Aleph comes to Shah. So that's also a question. I think the Ritva asked the Kasha, and others as well. So this needs separate attention. The answer, of course, is I think the Ritva says it. I think the Shita Lo No Da Lami says it. It's based on the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Oh, this week's parasha again." Ki yikach ish isha uva ala. So that the pasuk says kicha first kesef uva ala bia, and then the hayon lo sitz lechem ein lo kimatzu erev hasdava because lo sevi kriyusin lasim beyado b'shulchan beisa. That's the hekesh of yasav aisa. So it does follow the seder. What seder does it follow? The seder amikra. This is a sod that you see in Rishonim, that the Rishonim and the Gemara is all over Shas. My Rebbe Agon and Nissim Alpert was very into this. How the what was that? Oh, that's the kasha then. What do you do with the Mishnah? What is the Mishnah? So the answer is the Mishnah does not feel compelled necessarily to follow the Seder HaMikra. And this is, wow, this needs, got to be a bucking cart or a cooler to know whether this kalal is correct or not.
This is not the Kiddushin.
What?
The Yiladeo is not the Kiddushin. But that's just before the
Kiddushin.
Yeah, but the
Pasuk, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, refers to Kesef.
Yes,
And then Uva Allah refers to Bia.
That's not the
Kiddushin. Say that. Yeah, that's another. The Gemara discusses that.
Right.
That's exactly what the Gemara discusses. Okay, I'm just telling you, this is just, if you will, a little potpourri for Wish. But back in our issue, which is more interested in, the Gemara Daf Amud Aleph here, look at the Gemara's Kashi, Minayin Shapi Bishtar, brings the Gemara Kal V'Chomer, which is wild. V'dinu, Uma Kesef Shein Botzi Kesef, they cannot effect a get, and cannot drive a wedge between a husband and wife. Machnis, and then Kesef has the ability to create Kedushim. Shtar Shemotzi, namely a get, and Odin Shemachnis. Of course, Shtar obviously has a stronger kind of enormity to it, because it can be utilized as a get. So certainly, an Odin Shemachnis can be certainly used for the purpose of Kedushim. Means Shtar Shemotzi, let's use also the, I believe the Ritva on the spot, he says here, what's the nature of this Kal V'Chomer? So he claims that Shtar Shemotzi is clearly much stronger than Shtar Shemachnis. It's much harder to go ahead and be Matir and Isur than to create a new Chetz of Kedushin. Adesh Neid Ritva. Yesh B'Zev Makom Lodun, and this also, with the Svar of the Ritva, right here in Daf Amud Aleph, it's much more difficult to be Matir Isurim than to go ahead and create a new entity called Kiddushin. Okay, that's just regarding that matter, but that doesn't interest me. So once again, let me just answer the kasha. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara is Dechel the Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ma'ala Kesef, Shekin Poydim B'Hegdish Ma'ala Sheni. Kesef has many, many usages. You put the Hegdish, you put the Ma'ala Sheni, and the Gemara says, Toyim Ashtar, Shekin Poydim B'Hegdish Ma'ala Sheni. Shtar cannot be used for Pidyon Hegdish. Tichsiv, and also not Kesef, we come though. Star requires dafka. Pinyan Hegdish Ma'aseh Sheni requires dafka kesef. And by the way, you're aware there's no such pasuk. It doesn't exist. Already mentioned by the Rishonim, this pasuk is non-existent in Chumash. The Gemara simply goes ahead and puts it together. The pasuk says, I believe, V'yosav chamishis kesef erkecha olo v'kom loy. That's the real pasuk. at the end of Bechukosa. And this pasuk is non-existent. The pasuk of what the Gemara quotes here, "Benasan Hakesef become low." However, there's a striking Rashi here, and on this Rashi, the Rishonim have a field day. Rashi says, "What do you mean, Shtar? You can't be pulled the Hekdesh Meis Hashem." Zok Rashi, you write the Gizbar and I owe you. I owe Hekdesh X amounts of money for the pinyon that I'm about to engage in. That's what Rashi does. Because of the Gizbar Shtar, most pinyon Hekdesh any Hekdesh should pull. Even if Benasan Hakesef become low, you can't go ahead and write an IOU. So let me ask you a question. Can you write an IOU in Kedusha? You write to the woman, not Harayat Mekudesh Asli Bishtar Zeh. I owe, say there, but that's not what we're talking about. I write in the Shtar, I say in the Shtar, I owe you whatever the amount of money for the Kesef Kedusha is going to be. Pilei Ployim, this Rashi. What's he talking about? The Rishonim jump on this Rashi. This became a field day. This Rashi. Okay, but now going back to the Rashba, which is what we started with.
When it's someone else's fault, how does it work?
Okay, you're jumping the gun. Ani adayim lo agati lazeh. Ani mkaveh shenagia lazeh. Matai b'shtayim. I suspect that the pace that we're going. Anyway, so the...
What you said about this Rashi? Rashi says,
I write an IOU. And that's why... The Kavu Chomer is not affected. We thought that Shtar is stronger than Kesef because Shtar can be used for Pinyan Hekdesh Meis Hasheni. And as I said a moment ago, Shtar is so too. That's the Makor. They can use a Shtar for Kedushin. And the Gemara says that no, this is not a good Kavu Chomer because Shtar, Kesef has other usages that Shtar does not have. So Kesef is stronger than Shtar. That's the Gemara says. But this Rashi learns, what does it mean? Kesef is stronger than Shtar. Kesef can be used to be pulled to Hekdesh Meis Hasheni. Shtar cannot be used to Hekdesh Meis Hasheni. I write a Shtar and all you to Hekdesh. But I owe Hekdesh. So Rashi says, no, that doesn't work because I have to give Hekdesh money. So all the Rishonim ask on Rashi that Kedushin also is not going to work. If I am Mischayev to give a woman a money with Shtar, so you would say, Shtar ain't kan, money ain't kan. Similar to the Lashon of the Gemara by Mashkon, that's what you'd say with reference to Shtar. I didn't give her anything. I promise her, I'll give her, I write in the Shtar, not what we write, that Bezim Adal Rashi, in the Shtar, Harei HaBekudesh Li B'Shtar Zeh, Shtar serving as a Kenyan. But rather, I write an IOU, under the chuppah, I give her an IOU. IOU, whatever the value of the tabas is, $10,000. IOU, $10,000. Can you Mekadosh a woman with that kind of a Shtar? Of course not. So it wouldn't work in Kedusha either, so what in heaven's name... What is Rashi saying over here? What? So the Rashba learns that's not what the Gemara means. When it says Shtar Shem Podubel Hegdesh, you write in the Shtar, Hegdesh Zed Podui. Bishtar Zed. That would be the parallel to Kedushin. Just like Kedushin, it serves as Shtar Kinyan, Hariyam Kedesh Zed Bishtar Zed, so too in Hegdesh, Hegdesh Zed Podui Bishtar Zed. That would be the parallel. That's just Reb is Gor. That's very Rashi. Okay, but anyway, going back to the Rashba, that the Rashba here, this is what I started. The Rashba here, Mana in Khan, Mashkan in Khan, I think we read that already, do we not? The first part on page number 4. And therefore...
Okay, but that would have to write that type of stuff.
Correct. That's right. So... the point is that the reason why Rashi is difficult, you hear the Rabbi Asger, you hear the difficulty with Rashi? You hear the difficulty with Rashi? The Rashi and Daf Hei Amud, and Rashi says that you write an IOU to Hekdesh, Ein Hekdesh or Podui. And the problem the Rashi asked the Kasha on that, because even Beis Hasish would not work, if I would be Mechayim myself under the Chuppah to give her an IOU, that's not going to work. Money in Khan, Shtar in Khan. So therefore, that's why the Rashi has a different shot in that Sugya. That the parallel is the following. Just like if you write in the Shtar that this Shtar should be used as a Shtar Kinyan, so too, Hekdesh, you write in the Shtar, Hekdesh Zed Podui. So that's also not going to work. But I'm just, my whole point simply is to indicate that Rashi and the Rosh seem to be very similar, back in the Sugya of Mashkon, that Rashi learns like the Rosh, Mana in Khan, Mashkon in Khan, that Meshichas HaMashkon is not Meshabit Gufo. The fact that I am Moshech the Mashkon is not Meshabit by Guf. And therefore, the Rashba here also says, Mashgon Eino Shaveh, he writes, Kan Klum, What does it mean, mashkan in a shavik kan? What's the word kan in the Lashon of Rashba? Kan means by kedushin, by kinyan. But in general, that this is the shita of Rashi as well. But okay, since you asked me about look in the mashkan d'acher, maybe I'm not going to get there. Since I'm already on the Rashba, we'll read it. Page number 5. You see number 5? Maybe we'll read that because you asked me about that, even though that's not what I want to do right now. But so the Rashba says here, so that obviously the Gemara says is going to work. And the question is, why should that be any different? Why should Mashkun Da'achirim work? So the Rashba says, Stam Kitcha B'Mashkun, Mashma. Afilu Mishkino b'shas alvo mikadosh bo, namely the mashkan d'achirim. Ukvar ksavtiya baruchah begin perak hashalach b'siyata d'shmaya. Now he has the kasha v'yaf agaf the gufa ani kanulo mamish. That's what we've been saying till now. I'm sorry.
What does it mean, gufa of the mashkan?
Yes, yes.
It's not his watch.
Right. V'yagdish, if he goes ahead and he's magdish. Milve v'zav milve la'avaklum mikomikal inyan kedushin kevin sheyesh bo miktsas kinyan me'achshav l'inyan shvius u'le'inyan she'nasa metaltan etzabanov habalei k'didei l'inyan kedushin miskadesh esbo v'lo gara me'akadosh b'milve sheyesh lo al acherim d'minadin mekudeshes. That's the halacha the Gemara has actually later on, a similar kind of halacha, mekadosh b'milve sheyesh lo al acherim. Adorma daf memches. What? Yes, that will work. So here also, of a similar nature, it's going to work where it's mashkan d'achirin. V'lo gar me'amikash y'mil v'sheshu al-achirin d'im adin b'kudeshes elam shum lo sam chadaita. That's the only issue. D'il m'amokh le g'lishmul k'lis v'erak shenim. And then he goes further. D'kol sheyesh l'shivad al-alive v'haytzio mi'odo v'nosnan lar izim k'deshes k'ilo otzi imam ha'mamish mi'odo v'nosnan lar. Hilkoch, milva sheshala mashkon, came to Israel, begavek, tzas kinyon, and yochel limchol, achashinot nula, visom chadaitim kudeshes, alba mashkon didei. So that's the difference between mashkon d'acherim, where he has some sort of a hold on it. Again, he calls it mitzas kinyon.
Because if he gets a bad
name, correct. Abo, mashkon didei, came to begubi lo mekadesho, and mekudeshes. But if it's his mashkon, he's not being mekadesho with that mashkon.
Why can you say the same thing?
It's not the same.
No, it's her watch unless he gives her the money instead.
Okay, but the distinction between the two cases you see.
Why is that considered matana, that he's giving her the watch? I mean, that's that I'll give you the money instead.
But exactly, that is what Rashi, what the Rosh, and what the Rishonim here point out. Mother ain't kan, mashkan ain't kan.
But the difference between when it's someone else's,
but there you're not being Mekadosh, as Rashi said. You're Mekadosh b'chov sheyesh lo olo. Not with the mashkon and not with the mana. You'll be Mekadosh b'mashkon d'acherim b'chov sheyesh lo olo. And that works. That could there, as the Rashi himself points out over here, you have a mitzas kinyan. It's a subtle distinction. I'm asking him. It's not a...
Maybe you can say the difference is that here, in the case of someone else's chov, that chov is already extant. It exists. There is a chov already. Here, you're trying to create a new chov.
I think that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi here on Daf Chesem Beis, Rashi is Mekatche Bechov, sheyesh lo olav, an existing chov, a chov that's extant. Mashenkin here, you're trying to create exactly what you call a new chov, a new shib, but you can't do that. Because you're not being Mekadosh with that item, with the mashkon, with the chov that you are creating. And you didn't give her a mana, so you didn't give her anything. Okay, I'm going back to the position of the Rashba, and I just want to show you something else now in the Ramban. Ramban also weighs in on this. All we show him here, there's a field day, what goes on here. The Ramban is found on page number 11. The truth is I should read the Ran first, just to be fair, but if I read the Ran, then I won't be able to do anything. So maybe we'll just skip the Ran and go to the Ramban on page 11. Ramban on page 11 also weighs in on this, on the Rishonim here. He says here, And you tell me if the Ramban is saying something different than what we saw till now. Mona in ka mashkar in ka. You see it on page 11? Mashmali dachi pirusha. Kevin shu eina mikudeshes eina mikacha beguma shal mashkar. Al bishama lo kinyo so the shibud mana vikonsa. What you just said, Dr. Ari Shlita. So he's creating a shibud now. She's koned en kamashka. Kloma, shena konaba. Dabale kalba, the lesser ben. Holumana en kan. Is he saying something different than Rashi, than the Rosh, than the Rashba? What's Ramban saying here? He stresses that ena mekacha begubashal mashka. And there we said, Lefigo enem kudeshes, the choze v'nolta mashkonu mimeno, v'chein ba'amsa, ein ebe k'nani nikta b'milbe, k'dis kamam b'milchilte. That's a Gemara in Memzayin. V'shom b'mechash eze k'no, v'imilbe l'otza nitna b'amer k'no. V'yavagav duho milsa, lav ki milbe de b'yodah hu, mikom v'kom mashu b'amu li shavin yichayu l'achmona b'kinyu, v'izkash shu b'oshet m'kudeshes, v'chein b'mecha l'okona. V'shibu b'shu slaybe hu, v'ayin tam in the milbe. Then he quotes the Ravid. I may get to that. I'm not sure yet. But Ravid Kosav Mashkan in Kan Lokanya the Mashkan Bemidi. What is Rabban saying? Is he saying similar to the Rashi and the Rosh and the Rashba that we saw? I mean, he says here. In the case of the milveh, why is the kedusha not work with the milveh? Not because of something new. There's no keseh. We pass in, and first of all, by balchol we pass in mekan labo or goveh. So the fact that she becomes exempt from paying the chov, you didn't in effect give her anything. You didn't add anything to her situation, and therefore nothing was lost on the part of the mischayev by being mischayev b'mono. That's what he tries here. Shibud b'shus loyveh. Because even after the shibud, between the lobe and the malveh, the all the nechassim are still b'shus loveh. There's no kesef here. The fact that the shtar chov shel acherim works, because here the Ramban says, the shibud left b'shus loveh l'shus acher. And that's why that's going to work. That's called kesef. Mashen kein, here, nothing is happening. All right, I'm just simply indicating that all the Rishonim here are trying to figure out, you know, what exactly nuanced, in a nuanced way, what's the difference between Mashkan Acherim and Mashkan Shalom. There's a Ran here also. Now, the Ran also is found, even though the Ran is a little bit, it's clear.
The Ran says the Shita of the Rosh is the same. The Rosh.
Yeah, but he quotes, the Ran here quotes the Ramban, and the Ran also quotes the Ravid. This is the Ravid that I just read to you. I'll redo maybe just to see the Ran. He quotes the Ravid. The Ran here I see is not so clear on these pages. It's on page right before the on page number 9 and 10. But I'm interested in the Ravid, the bottom of the page. You see where he writes after the it didn't come out too well in the Xerox thing. I will Ravidzal, that you can't see. You see the Ravidzal? The last five lines of the Ran in the left hand corner. On page number 9. Low left hand corner. Avla Ravidzal Pirushnochi Kamar Monein Kan Shavein Lanschayavla Bo Demili Baumanino. He adds a twist. Just a bunch of words. Pitputi Milan Baalma. The cave of the Monein Kan, the Lokanyale Vamashkon, Bimidi, the Mayavala. The Kanyala Mashkon. The Kabasanami Hanavinim is some of Priti and Kan, Naskin Kan, Kloma. The Kevon. Next page. The Kevon, he says, top of the upper right hand corner. Kevon son is chayv priti ena shibud nitvas ala nascha shu mashko. Abel hecha she nasan la mashko. Yomala kini be mashko in ze shibud mana. If you use such a lashon, be kone with this mashko on the shibud of a mana, viskachi the Roman Kudeshes. And basically he's saying what the Rosh said.
What's the difference of the words?
The difference is the following. That No, means again, the Meshichas HaMashkom, in the case of the Kedushin case, Mona Inkan, he calls it Mila Baal Maninu, because the Meshichas HaMashkom does not help the Shabi Gufo. There's no Shiva that's created. Or you want to see this spelled out further in the Ritva. I saw it spelled out further in the Ritva. Ritva is also found here. On page, it's earlier pages.
The end of the one, it says it works, that sentence?
No, there's a chilek, whether if I say, Kini b'mashgon zeh, I give her a mashgon. Bikone this mashgon,
right.
And with this kinyon that you're making on the mashgon, you have now, you're kone the shibud of a mona. And as he's saying that normally, Meshechas HaMashkon doesn't help the Shabi Gufo. However, in this situation, look on the Ritva, I think he explains it better. Look on page number four. Number four.
Seven.
What page did I say? Number six?
Seven.
It starts on page number six. Look on page number six. The Ritva really spells out, and quotes the Rabbi also. May I read this first page six? See, he says, Omer Rav, Omer Rav Nachman, on the bottom of the right-hand corner. Also, this is what we saw a moment ago. Right now she gets nothing. Lomen amana v'lomen amashkan. Next column. Means if there's a mashkon based on another milveh of a third party, it works. The law of delay. Hashem came
to
Zochsa.
Because it can't be mochel because there's a mashkon.
Okay, but he says he's playing the distinction. Hashem came to Zochsa be milve nafig mamona minei. Don't have a shibud the law of minei. V'zachy bayi. Avo shibud didei. She nischayev lo bekinyan a b'shtad lo nafig minei klum. Nothing is coming out of his pocket. He's not giving her anything. How will he give mekash b'milve? Shem b'kodeshes. What did mekash shol konok? Shem shem nektav b'milve. Gisel kabon. And that's what he writes. Now this is what I want to read. This Ravid quoted by the Ritva. He also quotes the same Ravid, but he quotes it more by Arichus. Shein mashkon chal u'mishtabei if there's a chovas mamon that was created, and now you come along with a mashkon, shalava mimenu, money was borrowed, oshin eschayel abikinyan karoi, the hashno makni mashkon the shibud also chiyuv, aval hocha shalom eschayel lo b'mona, uvamir da'alma hu shomala shitiskadish lo b'mona. He says openly and explicitly, the Kedusha is being chal with the mana that he's giving her. Kevin Shalazachsa b'mana, correction, that she doesn't get. V'lo nischayev lo b'amirasei, mashkan diyav ala umana lav klumhu. What did he give her? V'chein adin b'mecher, v'chol dober. V'lo nishayev lo chaber, etin lecha masayim zuz, v'arei lecha mashkan aleyem, lo zocho klal. Next going on, here's what we just saw in the Ran, and he says it also, the Ran called the Rabbi, and says the Ritva. If he's what? Mischayev mona bikinyon. The chaza
bikitchabo.
Which means what? What was
that?
The chazav kitchabo shalakach imenu sadeh, then ishim kadeshev v'sadeh mechura. It's eicha timtza where, as the rabbi said, that normally the mishichas hamashkin doesn't work, but when does it? Yes, work. mean, he's saying, if there's a chiyuv mamon that's already, as I mentioned, the Ari Mezek has mentioned earlier, there's a chiyuv mamon that's already extant, money was borrowed, or nischayev lo bekinyan karoi. That's what he means. There's a kinyan that was done. So in effect, the mashion is just sort of concretizing that kinyan of that previous chov. But that's not what's happening here. Here you're not giving her the mana that you promised her, and you said to her explicitly, I'll be mekadesh with the mana. She's not zochin the mana. There's no ischayev created by that amira. So the mashkan that was given, lav klumu. And the same applies to Mecha and to Matana. That's what the Rabbi says. I understood this top line. That's what you're asking, on the top line. Yeah. What does it mean? Nischayev lo mana b'kinyan. He makes a kinyan with her to give her a mana. That's not what happened in our case. Here he promised her a mana. Didn't do a maisa kinyan to give her a mana. If he do a maisa kinyan to give her a mana, and either he's mekadesh with the mana, or he uses now a mashkan of that mana, that would work. That's what the Rabbi says. Because in our case, it was simply what he calls amir ba'alma, mili ba'alma nino. Just a bunch of words.
What is the case? How does that... I'm watching. What am I watching?
You're watching a mana. She makes a kinyan on the mana. No, she makes a kinyan on the mana. She made a kinyan on the mana. You make a kinyan with her. And you make a kaddish. But the fact is that you're not giving her the mana for keeps, but rather you're giving her a mashkon. And that mana that you made a kinyan with her.
She picks $100 and she says that's my kedushin?
No, I understand that, but that's exactly the contrast that he's in. The Ritva in the Ran, or in the Ramban, are all quoting your Raibin. The Rabbi says the distinction is that in one case, you didn't make a kinyan, you promised her a mana, no kinyan whatsoever. And you give her a mashko instead of the mana. However, the case that the Rabbi is citing, a kinyan was made on the mana, but you don't plan on giving her the mana, you plan on giving her a mashko, and that mana she made a kinyan on. That's going to work, because that is already tfisa, the gufadova.
So she made a gbah on the $100.
Right, and then
you give her
a mashko. But you don't give her the, right, you give her a mashko on it.
That's not what the rabbi
said. I mean, the Lashon HaRabbi is not so clear what the... What does it mean, Bikinya? What does it mean? They all quote this. Fine, that's his Lashon. But what is the Ritva quote the rabbi is saying? He makes a mana... He should tell him what's the previous page 6. In the Schayev Lo Mana Bekinyan. What does that mean?
Maybe he made a Schayev Suda.
No, it doesn't. It does not mean that.
That's 2 weeks ago,
Shir. No, Kinyan is always spelled by Rishonim with 2 yuds. If they want to refer to the Kinyan Chalipin, they spell with 2 yuds. Rov HaRishonim. They're right. There are exceptions. I've noticed that also over the years. However, here I don't think that, because I'm citing the Ravid that's quoted by the Ram, quoted by the Ramban, quoted by the Ritva, all quote the same Ravid. The Ravid is saying that if there's some pre-existing Chov, and then once there's a pre-existing Chov and I'm simply acting on it, with a mashkan, that works. Or with the mana itself. She makes the kid, what's the problem? Why can't I say what I say? Why don't you like this crap that I say? Doesn't like it. You're right. That's the Lashon Yochot. But I'm reading 3 different Rishonim who cite the Ravid. And they all cite him slightly differently. But it seems to me the distinction is this is like akin to the case of Mashkon D'Acherin. Why does Mashkon D'Acherin work? Why does that work? It's a pre-existing Chov. And that already, you'll be Mekadosh not with the Mashkon, but with the Chov Sheyesh Olav. He just adds here, the way the Ritva quotes this Ravid, that he's in effect telling her, and the way I understood it, Nischayev lo mana b'kinyan, v'chaz lo b'kitcha bo. In nasa mashkan haloso mana zochsa bo. Da'ika no the shavet pruta this kaddish bo. Mana in kan mashkan in kan kevin the mana in kan shalos zochsa b'mana en kan teras mashkan lo zochsa bo. Ilo amal zchi b'mashkan zeshir mana v'skatchi libo. He has different formulations. You see towards the end of this ritva on page number 7, the last 5-6 lines. And he would tell her, Zchi b'mashkon zeh shir mana. Vizoche in this mashkon, the shir of a mana. Vizkatsi libo, umashkosel, zochsel ba the shir mana. El Shiloh the Salka B'Dabna. He came to Shazach Sibah, or even Kadesh Sibah.
This is his own Mashkin, not somebody else.
That's right. Zechi B'Mashkin Zeh Shir Mana. But there again, he's giving her Mekadesha with the whatever amount of money is requisite in order to effect Kedushin in the Mashkin itself. Or the other case, he says, Zechi Mana B'Kinyan Zeh, but he's not giving her that mana that she made a Kinyan in. But rather, he's giving her a mashkan on it. But that's different than the first case that the Gemara says, where he calls it mili ba'alma, the ritva.
The word in this ritva, I think, maybe, was attempted to say, ein kan taras mashkan.
So taras mashkan...
Mentioned there's two types of mashkans. One is when I borrow the money, I've got shas...
Well, that's what he said. There's a mashkan m'shas salvo, and mashkan m'shas salvo.
But this is a third type, maybe. He's saying that doesn't work at all. What is it? I'm m'chai myself... without any transfer, and I give a
mashkin
of that amira.
It's,
you didn't do anything. It's not a mashkin.
Okay, she received
nothing.
She didn't get
it's
anything.
It's nothing.
Okay.
It's not a mashkin.
The language of the rabbi is not 1,000% clear. It gives you a different siurim. I was going to show you in the Rambam. This is probably...
Yeah.
You know, I had a Rebbe who said, I don't know if you agree with this, whatever you should have used such a lashon, that's a sign that, shall we say, they themselves have a lot of spekos. And that's what he writes doubly. I compare Lahavdil. Rav Soloveitchik often said very, very creative things. And then he would say, and by the way, we would look at him, and we would think it's drush, and this is not drush. So you know, when he said that, ein lecha drush, kol mizeh. That's the way I think I mentioned, someone just asked me the other day, I was chodesh, that my father, Shon, couldn't get past this. Another, when do we take out a Sefer Torah? Father went crazy over these, the mitzvahim that Ashkenazim, Sfarim had. Why do we take out a Sefer Torah for Yisker? Ma keshe ben Yisker the Sefer Torah. But even more pronounced, because really you'll say, well, the Sefer Torah just happens to be there. We had Kriyas HaTorah, they put it on the Bima, Ashkafta. Ashkafta, the Sefer Torah, the Absalom was opposed to completely. But putting that aside, Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Mevorchim. All of a sudden, pick up the Sefer Torah. Ma inyan shmita etzah asinat. My father asked 25 rabbonim this kasha. None of them provided anything according to my father that was substantive. Why do we take out the Sefer Torah by Shabbos Mevorchim? Not Kesher. So Rav Soloveitchik, Kedarko, he said this. I heard him say at least 3 or 4 times. Poshet. Who's supposed to be Mekadosh HaChedosh? Sanhedrin. Or behind Mehadishkin Sanhedrin. No. So what binds Klal Yisrael together? The Sefer Torah. He used to quote the Rashi in Korach. Rashi and Korach, Yesh Tanu Oren Echad, Bayis Echad, Sefer Torah Echad. The Sefer Torah is Ma'achid all Klal Yisrael. So we pick up the Sefer Torah, and we say, Chaver Kol Yisrael, V'noim Ha'omein, and that Sefer Torah is that which binds us, even though we're all over the globus, everywhere, and each shul is going ahead and saying Shabbos Mevorchim, and B'mekadosh HaChodesh, Ki'ilu, and Leila, that's Sanhedrin, Ki'ilu, Kitshas HaChodesh. Rabbi Bam, I heard this. I heard it when I was probably 14 years old. I said to myself, Schmeckt nicht gut. Sounds to me like drush. I know, because that's all I do is a drush all day. I dash it all day and all night. And who knows half of the... But ain't Mashiach ala drush, you know the cloud. You can't respond to a drush. Only Rabbi Feinberg can respond to a drush.
Someone
he's a yucky.
He's
a what?
Someone says he's an honest guy.
So the...
What about Yishka?
Oh, 1 second. I started, then I started Rabbi Soloveitchik in Boston. Don't worry, I went after him in Boston. So in Boston, I started with the Machlokes de Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Why does Sfaradim bring back the Sefer Torah after Asher Yuvel Letzion? We bring it back before. It's obvious we're correct, the Ashkenazim. Poshet. Why? What other usage does the Sefer Torah have? You're not just going to leave it out? So the Rav said to me on the spot, no, it's based on the Gemara B'Metzia. But the Gemara says that Lo Yamushu, Mipicha, Mipisa Acha, Mipisa Raza Acha, Amr Hashem, Miatza Ve'adrilam. So it's a Torah in the present family for several generations. 3 generations, the Gemara Bamitzia. That will be a sign, though. That's what we're saying about Lotzion. Oh, that's a Kesher between the Sefer Torah. That's what he told me on the spot. So then I said to Rav Soloveitchik, I said, that's the pshat why this fire of the Sefer Torah. So the Rav said, that's why Ashkenazim don't accept it. That's Drush. Fine. Number two. Then he quotes to me, I asked him, Akashim, I'll taste the Megillah. Which he was right there. He said, oh, I said, Chavdotz, Kizok Shurim Avden. Taste the Megillah and Avdalu. Taste says, by Purim morning, we learn Vayav HaMalek from Bishalach. No, what do you do after Vayav HaMalek? You bring back the Sefer Torah to Aaron Kodesh. Taste says, no, you don't bring back the Sefer Torah to Aaron Kodesh. You hold on to the Sefer Torah and you read the Megillah. Fabos, Shadarav, Arayim Uchachas. That Kriyas HaTorah, what is the Kiyam? Kiyam and Zecha HaMalek. That's what we read about. Purim morning. What is the Kiyam of Kriyas HaMegillah? One of the 1,500 Kiyam in Kriyas HaMegillah. Kiyam in Halel, Kiyam in Talmud Torah, Kiyam in Shevach Leidah, all kinds of Kiyam. So what kind of a Kiyam? Also, Kiyam Zecha HaMalek. Mele has the Sheikhet in the Sefer Torah. Well, also this week's Parsha. And that's why we hold on to the Sefer Torah. That's what he said to me. So what was that? So that's what I said. Ashkenaz, because obviously a kiyum is not sufficient to hold the Sefer Torah. You can't stop hold on to the Sefer Torah. So I went from one topic to the next. These are things that my father was bothered by, something I was bothered by. Then I wanted to know Yisgar. Ma'akesha. And why is Yisgar said? So then the Rav starts over the taste of chulin and the base of the base. I tell you, the mind is just mind boggling. That Yisgar is a kiyum in tzedakah. And Vayidar Yaakov Nedalema Mikan Shemitzol Linda Beis Sora. And the Mishnah writes in Rosh Hashanah that every Yom Tov is an Eis Sora. Mishnah Antav Tezayin. Each this is a Tzara for Tzvua and a Tzara for Peros Ha'ilon, and it's a Yom Adin. And therefore, Ma'akesha Sefer Torah. Ma'akesha Sefer Torah. I kept asking Rav Soloveitchik. He gave me a long drasha. But I said, I don't. And then he told me that we should not put the Sefer Torah on the Bima Kach Shemati. If you've got show, don't put it on the bima. That's a bizarre not safer. You have to hold the Sefer Torah. And that's what I started with him also on the pillory. What's it called? You know, they had the, you put the Sefer Torah in the pillory. You know, that. I don't know. You never daven a shul like that. You daven all these shrum shuls over there in Cleveland. What? I grew up on it. I'm not allowed to say.
The shuls from the 1930s, they all had that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not from the 1930s.
Newer version did not have
it. You saw it? The Borough Park. They put the Sefer Torah for Maftir. They put a chain around it and they put it in like a stockade, like the dead colonial days. You don't know about that. What do you mean you don't know about it? You're the ones who are guilty for all this. England, guilty of everything. Anyway, the king says the guilty is charged. So I saw that you held has to be held on a plane. I asked him about going on a plane in Sefer Torah. What, you put the Sefer Torah upstairs overhead bin? I said, what, 12-hour trip? What is the problem? I said, COVID, hold on to the Sefer Torah for 12 hours. What a schus. What? Or do I, as we said, no, that's not sufficient to put it as your roommate, as your seatmate. He held out, bizarre, not safer. Let three people have their honor, the covet of holding on to the Sefer Torah. You can say that in the Maimonides synagogue, Rabbi Asker, do you remember? I lived there for years in Maimonides school. So there's no seats in front of the bima. So I told the Rav, "Atas, you're there." Oh, he says, "You can't atas. You know, atas, you're there." Rishus b'nei atzmai, the bima. Not to worry about the back to the Sefer Torah. I heard Rav Milinowitz, that's how you can testify to this. He was careful. He spoke on the side. He didn't want his back to be to the Sefer Torah. No, Rabbi Bam, kashamati. People here told me, but there's atas. There are rishus b'nei atzmai. And there was not a problem. Plus, hopefully, the Rav is saying Divrei Torah, hopefully. Maybe not in my days. What?
Kiss.
Okay, good. You have a lot of Asacha Torah. But I still can't get back to Yisgar. I'm still holding by the Yisgar problem. My Kesha.
I was still looking for the air.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't understand it. So, gave me a long-winded drasha. I didn't fully grasp. Maybe I missed something. I know it had to do with Ishkimatas Yodok, Kvesk Hashem, Kershon, Nasan, and the tzedakah is a Rav Aaron Lichtenstein used to tell me that The key of tzedakah is when you feel the pinch in the pocket. When you feel the pinch in the pocket, that's when there's a key of tzedakah. Otherwise, there's no key of tzedakah. Okay, anyway, the key, sir, how do I get onto all this? I want to read the Rambam. I must read the Rambam before I leave. Yeah.
I should be turning around.
So I always notice face the Sefer Torah. Never my back to Sefer Torah. What happened to Simchas Torah? So luckily, our salvation hakovers were very short. Each hakover was a minute. Otherwise, they'd be busy swiveling all the time. Then the back should never be to Sefer Torah. Now you understand why the hakovers are very short. I heard from people in Boston, my cousin told me, third cousin, once we moved, Rabbi Simon, Zechen of the Bracha, the Rav, the Hakovas will be 7 minutes, and then after Hakovas are over, he said a shiur for 5 hours. That's what Simchas Torah is all about. What else is there? Does haste the richtig of Simchas Torah. That's the real Simchas Torah. He was not against dancing with Sefer Torah. I think I did tell you also. I just want to read the Rambam.
You're back to Shavuos, not Simchas Torah.
What was that?
That's back to Shavuos, not Simchas Torah.
Okay. There's a Rambam. Let's just finish with the Rambam, and then I didn't realize what time it is. The Rambam should be at the end. Page number 16. Yeah.
So that only answers Yisrael Beyonce. What about, let's say, Shabbos afternoon? They hold the Sefer Torah, no?
Yeah, whenever they pick up the Sefer Torah, when they have, what do they call it? Kel Mole.
Yeah.
Ma Kesha. I asked her of that also.
Send it for Yiskar.
No, he connected it to Yiskar. But Yiskar, I remember, he connected it to Tayson Chul and the Abbez and Abbez. And he can't share Mitzvah Linda, Abbez, Sarah. And that's how it came. The Sefer Torah is with you. Ima Nechib Etzoha. That's what he had. That was his Drasha. Ima Nechib. Now I got it. I remember it now. Ima Nechib Etzoha. That's the Sefer Torah. He had the Mishnayis and Tainis. It was like an hour and a half to Drasha, he told me. And the Mishnayis and Tainis, they take out the Sefer Torah with the Chayr Shalir. And they put sackcloth on top of it. Iman Nechem Mitzorah, Asudi and Tainus, and that's the Yiskar. Iman Nechem Mitzorah, Teira Torah, his Spalshi. We say in the Tisha B'Av, his Spalshi Be'efer, Tachsek Ve'e Tachnunim. Do you remember that Lashon? I don't know, like any of this, Dr. Mazekis.
Is the Rambam calling it Rashi?
Okay, what? I didn't read it yet. I'm reading it right now.
And Rashi says it's the Chok.
Okay, so let's read. He doesn't like any of this. So he's giving me a simon. Okay, so let's read the Rambam. There's a fellow who comes here, David Zuckerbrot. He's unfortunately sitting shiva now for his mother was nifter in Englewood, so he comes on Friday. So he's in Ilu Yotzum from the Gleisi Luyum in the Yeshivat Haritzion. Talmud Mufug Abayim Lechasling. So whenever I start saying over Hagod the Vedosh, he does like Dr. Mazekis. And the Rambam over here in Halachav Kehol. So he just... okay, so let's read the Lashon Rambam. Rambam says, I'm reading Halachav Gimel, okay? You see, Rabbi Pia. Homo le'isha iskat shili bedinar. Vareza amashkin biyodcha. Ad she'ato. Ad she'etien adinar. Enem kudeshes. That's the first case. V'vishol igia hadina liyodo. What's the Rambam saying here? Sounds like mona in kan, mashkin in kan. Correct? The first part is mona in kan. And the second part, loya mashkin nasan, is mashkin in kan. So the Rambam holds like those shitas. Meshichas hamashkin is not going to, as a hischaibus, is not going to help the kedushin. And he writes, there is a dinar. What's the lashon? Lo igia adino liyoda. There is a dinar, but lo igia liyoda. And then he writes, v'lo amashkon nosan liyoshalo. It means a mashkon, there's also a mashkon, but it's not hers. It's only a shibud. Look at the Magen Mishnah. He says here in the Magen Mishnah, he quotes our Gemara, he quotes the Rashba, that afilo amah harini chayv v'chamona b'kinim yizkatsu yiboyin v'kudeshes yin kamona in the middle there, v'lo kan afilo kasu ashtar lovin v'kudeshes. And the Magen Mishnah says that's what the Ramban writes. He calls the Rashba and the Ramban. He doesn't call those that are cholik on them. He holds like the Rambam holds like the Rashba and the Ramban. But look further in the Rambam. Next Rambam. Hoya biyada mashkon achov sheisho itzacherem. What about if it's a mashkon with achov sheisho itzacherem? The kiddush bro yishav b'she'enu shalo. I raise him kudeshes. Why? Tishav achov yesho mikzas kinyan v'guvah shol mashkon. That's what we've been saying.
Oh,
think it's different than Rashi.
Now,
Rashi is in Kaddish with the Chov. He's saying, not the Chov, in Kaddish with the Mashkin itself.
Okay.
It's a Shabbat Kesset.
He has, there's a Mikzas Kinyan, Begumashot Mashkin. I see in the Lacha Mishnah here, he quotes the Magen Mishnah, B'chol in the Mari ben Mishka M'shah Sabah, M'shah M'shah Sabah, quotes the Torah. Okay, this needs a bit more attention. But as you said, he has a Mikzas Kinyan B'guba Shol Mashko. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Mele, Mikzas Kinyan B'guba Shol Mashko. So that's where you are called now. Right. No doubt about it. Okay, you have to really, this needs more investigation, but Shekach, thank you.